lights now descend upon the mic.
I think maybe we should, take a little time to explain what we have in mind with the Unknown Anthology. And
I think it would be good for the radio listeners to hear some people brainstorming about their hypertext. Because they'll never hear that on radio anywhere else.
We've got to watch our language.
New genre.
Yeah.
Do we have to watch? This is not recording now, is it?
Yes.
Also, really direct references to ourselves, I think we should just agree to rule out and talk about the project.
Yes.
Which contains...
All right, well, I have a word about the project. I don't like the fact that we're calling it The Unknown Anthology. I think the title of this book should be The Unknown, period.
The Unknown?
I mean, it should be broad. And if there's a subtitle, you can say an anthology of blah, blah, blah.
I only say The Unknown Anthology because it's an anthology of The Unknown.
That project. I thought we were talking about the other project.
Well, what other project are we talking about?
Well, there's the hypertext, and then there's The Unknown Anthology, which is the book that we wrote, and the only reason we wrote that is so that we could write the book that we haven't written yet, which is The Unknown... And
criticism of The Unknown.
Exactly.
Criticism, or is it a critical response to The Unknown?
No!
I mean, because that's what it would be a critical response.
Yes, I realize that, but criticism has more meanings than critical response. Criticism can mean... pointing your finger at the unknown, going, bad unknown, bad.
I know, but we don't want to do that. I mean,
yes, we do. We want to be multivariate and silly, because partially this is a silly project.
Well, yeah, in origin. But
in origin.
Which project?
The Unknown.
Okay, yeah, that one's silly.
The criticism of the unknown. I mean,
if you say a
critical response to the unknown, already you're setting yourself up for academic bullshit. Critical response to the unknown.
Can you say bullshit on the radio?
We can't say bullshit, and we don't even want it, so why say it?
Yeah. Don't say bullshit.
What do you want? It's an eight-letter word. Those are legal.
Yes. Oh, they're legal?
It's a legal hassle. You can't
say...
The FCC is...
So why don't we back up a little bit, because it's going to get edited out, so why don't we say... This is BS.
Sure, we can do that.
Because BS is,
exactly.
You can say BS on
the
radio.
What are we talking about?
We were talking about the unknown.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the project, this was your idea to begin with, wasn't it, Dirk?
No. Is that, well...
Well, I mean, I guess it was sort of our idea, collectively.
We were talking about how... Well, we were talking about William's work.
Oh, yeah, and how there should be criticism.
At some point, we said, I think, to each other, I don't know who prompted first, saying that we could write criticism about that work and that it needed...
And that it was like looking for scholars, almost. I mean, it had that kind of brilliance.
Right, exactly. It was work that part of its attention was focused on attracting the type of audience necessary to make it undergo critical examination.
And yeah. I think that there's a need for that,
exactly.
even if it wasn't actually published.
Because it's easier to write criticism about criticism than it is about literature. So if you have someone to start the criticism, then it's easier to accept the literature into the group of literature that people have heard of.
Yeah, it's also fun to write essays about your friend's stuff.